In China today, cities have to compete with one another for talent. That's pushing smaller cities there to look for help from the United States. This week, we're taking a close look at education issues in China. NPR's Larry Abramson has this report on the unlikely alliance between a small American university and the city of Dalian, China.
Earlier this year, Professor Dennis Simon of the State University of New York stood up before about 30 members of a delegation from Dalian, China, a coastal city not far from the border with North Korea. They had traveled all the way to Manhattan to hear Simon speak. Dalian aspires to be a world-class high-tech city. Simon told them Dalian may have come a long way.
But the problem is if you measure Dalian compared to the global level of quality and performance, Dalian still has a long way to go before it reaches really that global level of excellence.
Simon is a big man with a graying beard and unruly hair. The Chinese delegation listened carefully to him because Simon has made dozens of trips to Dalian and other cities beginning as early as 1981. Simon explains to the Dalian officials that some U.S. cities have chosen to specialize in software or wine. Some of those bets, he explains, have failed. They ask Simon what he'd recommend for their city by the sea.
I actually think that we should open up some restaurant chain in the United States called Dalian Seafood. It's my idea.
These residents of Dalian know Dennis Simon is on their side. His decades-old links to Dalian have earned Simon the title of science and technology advisor to the city of Dalian. What's in it for him?
I don't get paid a penny for the work that I do with Dalian. This is very much an endeavor from my perspective of learning more deeply about how the Chinese system works.
Simon's connection to Dalian is a perfect example of the role of guangxi, that untranslatable Chinese word for those all-important personal connections. It can take a lifetime to develop those ties in China. But you can shortcut the whole process just by mentioning Dennis Simon's name in Dalian. Suddenly, doors fly open.
Oh, are we taking a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened to me when I dropped in. Chinese bureaucrats can be suspicious of outsiders, especially foreign journalists, but at Dennis Simon's urging, the leaders of Dalian bent over backwards to show off their city. Tea was poured, PowerPoint presentations were fired up about the city's efforts to foster startup businesses.
So I would like to extend to you our warmest welcome to you to visit our incubator base.
In a sign of just how media savvy Dalian has become, we were trailed by photographers and videographers. Dennis Simon's training efforts have emboldened this mid-sized seaport to think big and turn its face toward the English-speaking world. For years, Dalian was known for older industries like shipbuilding and for its close ties to nearby Japan. Now the city is trying to figure out where its future lies. In a country known for polluted megacities, Dalian is a breath of fresh air. It has a San Francisco feel with hills in the backdrop, a dramatic seascape, and great seafood.
Madam Liu thinks that communication between countries are very important.
Over one of those great seafood meals, I asked Liu Xiaoying, Director General of the city's Science and Technology Bureau, the inevitable question.
If I am an entrepreneur, why should I be based in Dalian and not in Beijing or Shanghai?
Madam Liu, as she's known, touts the city's beautiful scenery, the moderate weather, and the universities and colleges around Dalian. Now, Madam Liu can't take credit for the weather, but she and her colleagues are trying to beef up the quality of those universities. To do that, they are depending on their old friend, Dennis Simon, who has suggested they work with the SUNY campus in tiny Morrisville, New York. When it comes to cars, Dalian has a lot to learn from Morrisville. This is Dalian's School of Automotive Technology at the University of Technology. For a huge university, this auto program is tiny. There's only room for a couple of cars in the small garage. The curriculum isn't well developed. And Professor Ping Hu concedes, through a translator, the school does not have the equipment or the expertise that Chinese drivers will need when they start buying their new computerized vehicles.
Yes, now nowadays of Chinese people, if we want to buy a car, especially a very expensive car, there are many factors we have to consider.
Is it hard to find good technicians around China to fix your car?
Yes, it's difficult.
So I hope most of us can send me some of this sort of equipment, mm-hmm. all the equipment.
You hope they'll donate?
Yes, I hope.
Aside from donated equipment, it's clear that a place like Dalian has a lot to gain from a long-term relationship with the State University of New York. What does SUNY get from all this work? More on that and a visit to Morrisville in tomorrow's story. Larry Abramson, NPR News.